It's Friday, time to talk business with Sonia Sorich, digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
This week, we learned Nikola Motor Company, an electric semi-truck manufacturer, could bring a new factory with thousands of jobs to the Sacramento area. How serious is this company about Sacramento?
That's a good question. This all started earlier this week when the Greater Sacramento Economic Council, which recruits businesses to the area, issued a news release that said that the region was shortlisted for this factory. That organization, Greater Sacramento Economic Council, has called Sacramento a top contender in this process. However, a spokeswoman for Nikola Motor said that there is actually no shortlist yet and that the company is currently considering multiple proposals.
What else do we know about this company?
Nikola Motor is based in Salt Lake City. It says it wants to select the site for this facility by mid-2017, and the factory that we're talking about would produce trucks powered by lithium batteries. Also, it's worth noting that this Nikola news comes shortly after a separate electric vehicle manufacturer, that's Lucid Motors, chose Arizona for a $700 million manufacturing facility. Now, in that project, Sacramento was also considered, but ultimately did not win the project.
In restaurant news, the sites of a long-closed eatery near Sacramento's River Confluence could get a new future. We're talking about the Old Rusty Duck.
Many diners are probably familiar with this property. It's a little less than a mile north of where Richards Boulevard meets Interstate 5. Why it's in the news now is that recently a sign for Rusty Duck Mission appeared at the property. We don't know a whole lot about what's going on with that, the site's owners or their plans, any of that good stuff, aside from the fact that the owners are exploring multiple opportunities for this property.
Who owned it in the past?
Property records suggest that the site was owned by Landry Restaurants, which owns dining brands such as Claim Jumper and McCormick & Smith's as well. But there's a chance that the property recently changed hands and maybe the new transaction hasn't been recorded. We'll have to wait and see what happens with this one.
Another new restaurant project will soon be opening at Folsom's Palladio at Broadstone. It's a Barnes & Noble store opening Tuesday, and it will feature a full-service restaurant. Is this how all the company stores will look in the future?
Well, this is a new experiment for the retailer. We know that this local store in particular has been in the works for a little while now. Folsom is among a handful of locations in the country where Barnes & Noble is testing this new store prototype. One of the main features in this new prototype that you might not see at other stores is a full-service restaurant with beer, wine, and food. This kind of goes back to the importance of experience-oriented offerings in retail. We know we've heard a lot about the rise of online shopping. All that stuff. Bookstores in particular have to do more to draw customers into their stores, get them to stay there. Basically, executives with Barnes & Noble are saying that this new prototype is designed as a community gathering place where people can meet for coffee or even craft beer.
How does this store compare with other, traditional Barnes & Noble stores? Is it smaller?
Well, executives with Barnes & Noble aren't using the word smaller. They say that they have intentionally reduced the size of this new concept to create a more open design, among other things. For some perspective, this new Folsom store is 19,000 square feet, and traditional Barnes & Noble stores can cover up to 27,000 square feet.
What about actual books? Are those still a priority for the company?
Yes, books do remain a key focus in this new store prototype. But, as we mentioned with the rise of online shopping and even electronic reading devices, all bookstores are kind of looking to diversify their offerings. We've seen in the past that both corporate and locally owned bookstores have heightened a focus on paper products and other gift items. This new Barnes & Noble is no exception. In Folsom, you'll find a paper and gift section along with a strong vinyl record offering. This new Folsom store has a somewhat limited quantity of CDs. That's kind of another difference that you'll see in Folsom compared to traditional Barnes & Noble stores. This vinyl record section is very prominently displayed.
Isn't the company worried people are going to be hanging out for hours without buying anything?
Yeah, that is a valid concern. I brought that up with the company, but they say that they aren't fearful of that possibility, and they actually welcome that chance. This just kind of shows more evidence of the overall evolution of retail and how much the value of experience factors into a retailer's overall strategy.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.